This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, this is The Morning Run. Shaz, Xiaoning, and Chuang in studio with you. But now we're talking about getting tested because testing for COVID-19 has just gotten easier.
Yes, because the government has approved two COVID-19 self-test kits for import and distribution in the country, which the public can purchase and use on their own. These are the Selixium COVID-19 Rapid Antigen Rapid Test, which is manufactured by a local company, while the other is made by Philosos of South Korea. Now, according to Medicard, the distributor of these test kits, it is Malaysia's first locally made COVID-19 test kit and has been made available for pre-orders beginning, actually, July 19, which was on Monday.
That's right. These are the availability of self-test kits is an important development, I think. You know, health experts are saying that with these publicly available test kits, it could be a game changer in order for Malaysians to live with the virus. And the idea is that these kits can allow for active case detection, which can be easily done from home without having to go into a facility and waiting for results. And it could also be more readily deployed for weekly workplace screenings. So we're trying to get a better understanding of how these self-test kits work. We have Ezwan Yaakob, CEO of Medcare, who are the brand owners of Selixium and distributors for the test kits, on the line with us. Good morning, Ezwan. Thanks so much for joining us today. So Selixium was publicly launched on Monday. Let's start with the basics. How much does a test kit cost and roughly how does it work?
Okay, we sell it at the RM39.90 for retail price. And for each kit, you will get 5 items. You will get 2 swab sticks, extraction buffer tube, cassette tests, waste bag, and also user guide. It's actually quite straightforward on how you to use it. Basically, the user guide will show step by step on how to use it. And you may also refer the demo video listed in the website. You can complete this within 15 minutes, and it only needs you to do more or less about 8 steps.
You also didn't discuss the cost price and how wide is the distribution network as well. Where will it be available?
Okay, we have to follow the conditional approval by Ministry of Health. So currently, it's only available at licensed pharmacy stores and only at their websites for online purchase.
Ezwan, I have a question about the pricing, the RM39.90. Is that a ceiling price?
Yeah, it's a ceiling price for retail. And we believe it's really affordable if you compare with the price of the charges when you do checking or testing at the clinics.
So there is the possibility that the test kits might become cheaper over time with mass production, or maybe even with more of these type of test kits being made available and approved by the MOH?
Yes, definitely. We are in the midst of growing now by taking into consideration where we receive quite a lot good feedbacks, good order and booking. So we're in the midst of expanding as well.
So Ezwan, walk us through the process of what happens when somebody takes a test. You were talking about it takes 15 minutes, that you can do it from home. It's quite straightforward. It's pretty easy. What happens when we get the results? Does Medcat help with notifying KKM? Maybe you can talk us through that.
So the purpose of this self-kit, right? So we want to simplify the screening process. Okay. So the screening process, you can do this with Selixium. You can do this by yourself at home. So once, if you detect positive, you need to isolate yourself first, quarantine yourself from others, family members or what. So secondly, once you get a positive result, our kit, the cassette test, there's a QR code there. You can scan it and it's actually linked to MySejahtera and immediately reported to KKM, MOH, whether you are positive. And at the same time, you can also contact the CAC or any nearby government clinics for your declaration as well. And all these steps actually stated in the user guide that we provide in each test kit.
So in that sense, it is a sort of honor system that the person taking the test will have to be honest in disclosing to the authorities their test results.
Yes, true.
How's the reception been since the launch, though, Ezwan? Where's the demand highest?
Alhamdulillah, it was really good. In fact, we have to really work, I think, almost 24 hours. And thanks to my team that really managed to cater all the demands. The first day itself, actually beyond what we expected. Especially when we receive also some of the good wishes there, when they are feeling it's they are proud with the Malaysian made test kit. So we are really happy with the response.
Now, going forward, do you see collaboration between MedCard and even private companies or factories to provide test kits in bulk, you know, so to allow for weekly testing or mass testing?
Well, another vision that we have when we establish, when we come up with Celestium, is we want to be part of the new norm. We want to be like the household brand. We did come with we brainstormed with the team, and also we received a few interesting proposals and partners on how we can come up with new SOP, especially on the requirement to do mass screening at factories, for example. So we really hope that by introducing this kit, the screening we can detect earlier, as the objective of to be the first tier protection, first tier line defense lah. Where we can immediately isolate any positive tester.
At this stage, do you have plans to expand operations for export, for example? I suppose, how far ahead are you thinking in terms of producing this, you know, homegrown test kit?
Well, definitely that is one of our plan. But for the time being, I believe we want to focus more on Malaysian market first. We want to stabilize the demand and make it affordable, accessible to all Malaysian first. We target maybe mid or end of August, then when we have already stabilized the market, then only we will look into export option.
All right. Izwan, thanks so much for sharing your insights on this. That was Izwan Yaakob, CEO of MedCat, the distributor of Celestium, a self-test kit for COVID-19. What do you guys think?
I'm looking forward to it. I think, you know, whether I like his point, and it's a very valid one, which is we need to see this as perhaps maybe the first tier protection against COVID-19, because we keep hearing test, test, test. But so far, the options for testing either always involve going to a clinic, right, at the moment, whether it's I've had a test and it's not the best experience, a swab up your nose, which goes pretty far, or, you know, and it's not comfortable. So this maybe is good if you're planning to always, you know, I guess, continue working. You're not one of those people that have the option of working from home.
It's too expensive. $40, too expensive.
Yeah. Okay. Which I agree.
First of all,
it's a question we did ask this morning on our poll. We asked our listeners, is the RM39.90 price for the COVID-19 self-test kits affordable for the general public? And 300 over people voted in. 55% of them agree with you, Chuang. They say no. 31% say yes, whilst 14% say they're not sure. Now, in Singapore, you can already buy these saliva test kits at Guardian Pharmacy, Watson, whatever. And I saw the price. It ranges between, if I'm not wrong, 12 to 16 Singapore dollars. Now, I think the reality is that it's going to be a situation where prices will probably come lower and lower eventually if there's enough mass production.
Well,
so we need to get there. We need to get there. That's critical, right?
But
in countries, in UK, it's free.
Exactly. So when wallets are thin, it becomes a toss-up between opportunity cost, right? What does 40 ringgit buy you in times of financial distress? 40 ringgit buys you a week's groceries for a family of four.
Yeah. Okay? Let's face it, it's not for everybody.
Yes.
So I think for what might happen, and these are some of the suggestions I've seen out there, which is the government should consider providing it a subsidy for those who need it, because if they need to go to work, right, then maybe it should be something that should be done. Or maybe the government should consider giving a tax rebate to companies who buy it in mass for their employees. So there are many interesting options out there. But currently, like UK, it's free. But I don't think it's free like an indefinite supply. You do get a few kits.
Well, the UK is national health, right? So obviously, you know, medical care is subsidised by the government. It's a different system to here. But even 40 ringgit, I mean, we've got price ceilings on essential items like cooking oil and rice. There should be something like this as well.
This is the price ceiling. $39.90.
Too high, too high, too high.
Well, let's hope the prices come down. Now, the important thing about the saliva test kits is you need to dispose of it properly. Please don't just throw it into a bin, especially if you have COVID-19.
I think it's great that we actually have this option now. I agree with you. I hope that moving on, we're going to see the price go down to make it more affordable and accessible to more of the public. But I do think that it's a good step in our strategy to, you know, combat the virus, to live with the virus, and hopefully move on from this. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.